Blackstone Publishing presents Wagon Train West by Lauren Payne. This book is read by Sean Pratt. Chapter 1. With the wind sighing like a lost thing, low against the tall spring grass, there was no other sound. In the vastness of space and a vacuum of silence, there was no movement for a long while. Then, when movement came, it was a horse impatiently bobbing his head. Just that quick, fretting motion, and no more. The shifting pattern made by the hugging wind through the grass was like the gray passing shadow of a giant stalking southward. In all that immense, gigantic wilderness, there was little to mark the passage of man. The giant, buttressed mountains far off were splashed over with the sun's bold strokes. The landfall that ran out to meet a vaguely hazed horizon was vast beyond reckoning. Yet, the only thing that moved in all this was simply the impatience of a horse. Slowly, sitting there alone on a jagged crusting of rock, the Dakota's head moved just the smallest bit. Motionless in the dawn light of the forest's fringe was the warrior sentinel. Back, where the new warmth made soft shadows, was his horse. The moon still hung, white and sharp, in the pinkening sky, and the gray color of first dawn was gone. The eagle's nest was a gleaming tower of blood under the reddening light, and north of the warrior, Stoneface loomed, dark and brooding like the face of God. The little spring wind whipped raw at his body, a speck in the vastness. There was only eternal time, poised and hushed, and a silent cry vivid in the warrior's mind like flaming triumph. Wagon train. As still as Stoneface, as brooding and inward and majestic, the big man of war moved his head again a fraction, following the course of a lone horseman. He watched with glistening, wet, black eyes the solitary figure, no larger than an ant, riding slowly, tiredly, back toward the wagon circle. From a scout up the gently rolling land north of where the emigrants had made their nightly bivouac. The warrior rose up slowly from the rock and turned a little to watch the white man swing over to the circle of huge, clumsy wagons. Looking farther out, northward, he knew other spies like himself were there, watching. The Dakotas had been following this wagon train for 2 days now. From a dozen places of concealment, they kept a silent, grim watch.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?